Hey, good morning. This is the chart review, Deerbrook Emergency Hospital. That's Deerbrook, Dr. Wagner, Wagner. Date of service 1/26. 1/26. Okay, first patient is AR, 20-year-old with severe migraine headaches, has had migraine headaches for years. CT and EEGs up to date. Swab test negative, given Tylenol number 3. Was diagnosed with URI viral syndrome, given Tylenol number 3 in the ER. Patient given diclofenac to take home. She states that she had a great night and he's now headache free. Next patient is LP, the 20-year-old young lady who's punched in the face. CT scan shows a nasal bone fracture. No treatment given. Minimally displaced. Was sent home. Patient left a message for patient to call me back. Next patient is LR, is a 16-year-old young lady with headache, stuffy nose, chill, swab test negative. Treated with for URI and viral syndrome. No medications given. Mom states that she's still sick. They're going to see their PCP tomorrow. Next patient is MT, is a 14-year-old young lady with leg cramps, vital signs stable. Dr. Wagner did CBC urinalysis, creatinine, HCG, diagnosed with muscle cramps. No CPK was done. Please consider doing CPK, any kind of muscle cramp or muscle pain. Next patient is AR, is a 9-year-old with ear pain, sore throat. Oh, and the last one, patient is doing better with OTC meds as far as the cramps are concerned. Next patient, was not too happy with Dr. Wagner because he didn't explain anything to me, in quotation. Next patient is AR, is a 9-year-old with ear pain, sore throat, swab test negative. Diagnosed with diagnosed with viral syndrome, given Zyrtec and Tylenol. This patient was seen by Martina's nurse practitioner. Next patient is NT, is a 14-year-old with cough and chills. Swab test negative, diagnosed with viral syndrome, treated with Tessalon and Zithromycin. Patient's mom was happy with the care. On the last one, put down patient's family voice, no problems or issues. Then on NT, patient's mom was happy with the care. Then on EH is a new patient. Next number seen by Martinez, NP, coughing, tail shaking. Patient is 41 years old, had hyponatremia, sodium 124, blood sugar within normal limits. Test x-ray was negative. Blood count was 13,000. Swab tests were negative. Hyponatremia 124 was not addressed. Was treated with Rocephin, Zoloft, Pedialyte. In the ER, sent home with albuterol and zithromycin. Consider a CT of the chest in anyone with hyponatremia. One, to rule out hyponatremia and SIADH. One, to rule out pneumonia that chest x-ray can miss. And two, to look for small cell carcinoma, which is notorious to present with SIADH, with notorious in presenting with SIADH and hyponatremia. Next patient is JC, is a 24-year-old with shortness of breath, back pain, cough, vital signs stable, swab test negative, coughing up blood, by the way. Urinalysis was done, was negative. No chest x-ray was done. Any type of hemoptysis requires a chest x-ray unless it's noted that it's coming from the sinuses. Dr. Wagner did not make any notation of that sort. Chest x-ray should have been done. Please consider chest x-ray, you know, patients with hemoptysis, old or young. Next patient is JP, 61-year-old, lightheadedness, history of hypertension, blood pressure was 154/91. No lab was done, no CT was done. Was told it was probably his blood pressure that was higher yesterday. Patient had no cardiac workup, no EKG. Was sent home with nothing. It's egregious not to work up a 61-year-old gentleman who presents with lightheadedness and do nothing for him. If there was any other circumstances, it definitely was not documented. Next patient is CV, is a 35-year-old lady with sore throat, fatigue, runny nose. Patient did have COVID before. This was checked to make sure she has, she no longer has COVID, and swab tests were negative. No meds or chest x-ray were done, obviously. Thank you.